I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, blues man Phil Wiggins, you just heard him, on finding his way again after the death of his musical partner, the legendary John Sivas. That conversation and a special performance are later in the program. But first, hold their feet to the fire. That's what a group of 47 mostly conservative talk show hosts are calling their two-day gathering here in Washington, D.C. It began yesterday and continues today, and it's intended to ramp up the pressure on Congress and the administration to slam the door on illegal immigration in general, and access by illegal immigrants to health care benefits in particular. Access to health care for illegal immigrants is turning out to be one of the hot-button aspects of the health care debate, even though Democrats and the administration insist it is not part of the pending bills. Still, since groups like these talk show hosts feel strongly enough to devote 2 days of broadcasting to the issue, we've called two prominent hosts to talk about it. Syndicated columnist Armstrong Williams hosts The Armstrong Williams Show on XM Radio. Roger Hedgecock hosts The Roger Hedgecock Show from KOGO AM in San Diego, California, where he also served as a former mayor. Roger Hedgecock is also one of the organizers of Hold Their Feet to the Fire 2009. They're both here with me in the studio. Welcome. Thank you for joining
us. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Roger, if I could start with you, why are you so concerned about illegal immigrants getting health care? Is this a philosophical issue or a cost issue or both?
Well, it's all those issues bound up together, Michelle, because I come from the front lines of this issue in San Diego, California. We've been dealing with it for more than 30 years. The illegal immigration issue has caused our schools to be in a death spiral, our prisons to be overcrowded, the tensions because of it, because the federal government has failed to address this issue. So to compound the issue by making maybe 9 or 10 or 12 million people eligible for subsidized health insurance at a time when we're having difficulty extending that to American citizens and legal immigrants is something we find that just compounds the problem.
Armstrong, what about you?
Well, obviously, this country is in an economic crisis. And, I mean, someone who is illegal, that means you're in violation of our laws. And when you're in violation of our laws, you're usually punished, not rewarded. And it sort of set that kind of precedence that you can just have a total disregard for the rule of law in this country and still rewarded for it, especially by getting benefits. It's just utterly not who we are as Americans. And not so much about, for me, and I don't really think this is really a conservative issue or a liberal issue, because if the truth is to be spoken, I think this is the one issue that both conservatives and liberals come together on to protect their interests.
Well, actually, though, we're going to hear another part of that conversation later in the program. We'll hear from people who believe that just as a practical matter, you have to cover illegal immigrants. But from the standpoint of offering health care to people who have broken the law, prisoners do get health care.
But they're not illegal.
They've broken the law, but by definition.
That's true. But even for prisoners who have broken the law, they are still citizens of this country. And I think once you paid your debt to society, I mean, that debt is paid. But we're talking about people who are not even legally in this country. And I don't think people understand how disruptive this is, not only to our health care, but to education and so many areas of the economy.
But, Roger, can I ask you the practical question? There are those who would say, sure, if people have broken the law, they should not be rewarded for it. But as a practical matter, people say you cannot simply identify who in the population is illegal and that germs don't know citizenship. And in an era of rapidly moving viruses and other sort of contagions, H1N1 being an example of that, it makes practical sense that if people are going to be in your space, to offer them some kind of health care, and that it's more practical and, in fact, cheaper to offer that in some way other than emergency room care, which is the most expensive form of care there is. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that's true. Keep in mind, however, the reforms before Congress now are health insurance reforms. They're not health care reforms. Care and treatment needs to be done. When I was a county supervisor in San Diego, we had a system of clinics that addressed this issue so that you didn't have people, whether legal or illegal, going to the emergency room for the flu and what have you. But it is crucial to understand that even that issue is confounded by bad federal law, which requires hospitals to take anybody in, even for flu-like symptoms, in an emergency room setting, which is the most expensive of your health care areas. And therefore, for instance, in Los Angeles, some 26 hospitals have gone out of business in the emergency room in neighborhoods where they needed that emergency room system. So this is, again, another adverse effect of of illegals being in this system.
But what about the fact that some families are mixed? For example, you can have within the same family people who are of legal status and persons who are not of legal status. And as I said, germs don't know citizenship.
And again, we need to have a health care as opposed to the health insurance subsidy. But it is important to make a differentiation here. We've had an integration of illegals into many communities where their families, as you say, are mixed in this regard. But it doesn't make it any less a problem for the federal government to resolve the tensions that have arisen because of those relationships.
If you're just joining us, this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're speaking with Roger Hedgecock and Armstrong Williams. They're two of the nearly 50 conservative talk show hosts broadcasting from the annual Hold Their Feet to the Fire Radiothon here in Washington, D.C. Roger's a co-sponsor of the event. Roger, you have to know that there are critics who say that your criticism of illegal immigration is not so much about breaking the law as it is about who is breaking the law. And let me just play a short clip from a recent show of yours about immigration. Here it is.
Then there's the amnesty bill. 20 million illegals in the country. Let's make them all citizens. And of course, what are they going to do? They're going to go to the health care. Oh, yeah, they'll get health care. You know what, La Raza, I got this this email. Roger, I just heard something that scared the hell out of me. A caller, Suzanne, said she recently attended a health care meeting with La Raza. She sounded scared to death. She said that La Raza was talking about whites, old whites who don't need health care relief, but Latinos do. The real reason behind the health bill is for Latino young people.
What about that?
You know, we often get charges that somehow this is bound up in racism. And that's the most transparently false notion. Remember the Bush raids, the backpack manufacturing company in Rhode Island? I think it was 700 people who were illegally in the country working at this particular plant came from 26 different countries, three different continents. We're not talking about race here. We are talking about people who are breaking into the country and then demanding services that they should not get because they come at the expense of services for people who are citizens and more importantly, who are legal immigrants. La Raza is a racist organization. They are a lobby.
The National Council of La Raza, which considers itself a civil rights organization primarily,
well, sure,
aimed at the concerns of Latinos, for those who don't know.
I'm sure the KKK consider themselves a social networking organization, too. But the point about La Raza is their basic premise is, in the name, La Raza being en Español, the race, their basic premise is that because they are of a certain race, and they really aren't, but of a certain race, that they deserve these things. And that's, to me, is the essence of racism.
I'm going to pause here just because I know that they would dispute that characterization. In fact, I had a conversation with Raul Izaguirre on this program about that very issue, and I'll refer our listeners to that. You can find it at npr.org and go to programs and go to Tell Me More. Armstrong, I want to get your take on this. For those who don't know, you are African-American.
Am I?
At least that's what I've been led to believe.
I consider myself an American, not half
well, you
a native.
Are. But, okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate your perspective.
To me. Yes.
But you have to know, as that other civil rights organizations do, also consider the this tenor of the conversation to be nativist and, as we've discussed, racist. One civil rights group, the Southern Poverty Law Center, has issued statements to say that the Federation for American Immigration Reform, which is a co-sponsor along with Roger, of this forum has ties to what they say are known racists, has employed members of white supremacy groups and promotes racist conspiracy theories. I wanted to ask you about that because, as you know, that white supremacist groups aren't in love with native-born African-American people either, or let's say Americans who are of African descent. So what do you say about that?
Well, you know, listen, I deplore bigotry, racism of any kind, no matter where it's infiltrated. But I think oftentimes the debate turns to these side issues of racism. And once you say racism, you tend to believe you understand the agenda of someone like Roger and Hold Their Feet to the Fire. But there is a serious moral issue here. There is an issue that no one can deny the impact that illegal immigrants are having on this economy and on this country.
And how's that a moral issue?
It's a moral issue because we are because they're fleecing the system. They're taking advantage of the system. And not only that, this thing's it has so many legs that where it spreads out. I mean, if you take And all of to me is connected. You look at our national forests in California right now. They're growing marijuana. It's a marijuana factory is going all over California. I mean, this illegal. And then many people believe that sometimes some of these forest fires that they're fighting now is because of what they're doing in terms of the manufacturing with the marijuana.
Well, how do you know these are illegal immigrants instead of drug cartels who've infiltrated the territory? I mean, these are people who aren't exactly trying to make a home there.
Let me just tell you something. Our research is quite convincing that they use people who have problems with the law. They can take advantage of them. They may not realize the extent of the exploitation and the damage that they do in the long run, but they are illegal.
That's
and so, and we have to do something to get this under control because we are affected by it, more so in the future than we are now. So in terms of racism, you can cry racism, but it cannot take away from the legitimacy of this issue that these illegals will eventually devastate this economy and need to go.
I understand. Roger, can I just ask you, and I apologize for having this question at the end when we're running out of time, but I did want to ask you about the tenor of this conversation so far. As you know, of course, Congressman Joe Wilson was reprimanded by the House for his outburst in the House last week during the president's address, which was about this issue. I mean, that is what sparked the outburst. You started a broadcast that I was listening to recently by saying it's Sieg Heil time. Can I just ask you about that? We only have a minute left, but appropriate?
That was my objection to the lack of civility, either by Kanye West or by Joe Wilson. A lack of civility is a bad thing, no matter where you're coming from. I think we ought to be civil in these discussions. We ought to recognize differences. We ought not to employ devices. As Mr. Williams points out, the device like, you're a racist, shuts down the discussion, shuts down the legitimate debate, attempts to short-circuit and shut people up. I don't think we ought to shut people up in a democracy in this free country, and I object to the use of those kinds of tactics by people who ought to know better.
Well, where do you think the debate's going to go from here in the 30 seconds we have left?
I hope the debate gets constructive here and gets involved in looking at this society, the things we need to correct, like the illegal immigration, so that we can solve a lot more of the problems like health care.
Roger Hedgecock hosts The Roger Hedgecock Show from KOGOAM in San Diego, California. He can be heard on more than 100 stations. He's also a former mayor of San Diego. Armstrong Williams is a radio host and syndicated columnist. He can be heard on XM Radio. They are two of the nearly 50 participating in the Hold Their Feet to the Fire conservative talk show host Radiothon. They were kind enough to stop by our D.C. studios. Gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you
for inviting us and being fair.